Hey, it's the Ryan Man coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. Whew, does it sound great to talk about a Broncos victory, finally, for the 2019 season. And we came out and we played tough today. And, okay, so we still have a few things to learn about closing a game out and putting them away when we get a chance. But we fought hard. We got our first win. When a lot of people picked us not basically having a shot going into L.A. today. And, you know, a lot of key players stepped up, I thought, that hopefully are also going to be components moving forward for us. You know, on the offensive side of the ball in the first half, Courtland Sutton kind of disappeared a little bit in the second half, but first half, that big touchdown, you know, he's definitely a number one receiver. Nice to see him come through with such a big play. Right off the bat, basically, in the game to get our second touchdown. And then Philip Lindsay, of course, that boy's a beast. That guy is a beast, and he is definitely a number one back, in my opinion. I don't care about the whole size thing and everything. You know what he reminds me of a little bit, but definitely shiftier? People always said Work Done was too small to play running back. How long did that guy play in the NFL? Just being told he was too small all the time. And so really, from that comparison, you know, Philip Lindsay reminds me a lot of him, but definitely more shiftiness. I mean, that guy, so goes Philip Lindsay, seems like so goes our offense. So, great game by him today. He couldn't have, you know, had a better game, I don't think. I think that was probably his best performance of 2019, obviously. And then really, Royce Freeman really stepped up, in my opinion, too. I mean, when they've been kind of switching off and rotating, I really felt like they couldn't get a rhythm. They couldn't keep a rhythm by doing that. And today, I think we finally saw, okay, this is the idea. Freeman comes in, he starts knocking off four or five a carry instead of, here's Lindsay, basically, you know, has a rhythm going, bring Freeman and he gets 1 or 2 yards or vice versa. So I think we saw a little more of what the plan was the entire time today with those two guys. So, and I'm also going to give Joe Flacco a nod, too. You know, had a couple turnovers, everything like that, but I think the one thing he showed us, you know, when we got Flacco, he's got a gun for an arm, but he needs a clean pocket. He can move around a little bit, and if not, you know, he might go down or cause a fumble. You just knew that with him coming in. But he actually ran the ball a couple times today and won, obviously, for a key first down. That was a rarity and great to see. I think that was him telling the team, you know, anyone that's watched my career knows I don't do this. Let's go get this win. So I will give him a nod for that as well. And on the defensive side of the ball, you know, picking three people there, it's not going to be the normal three like the Von Millers of the world or Chris Harris. But Alexander Johnson, boy, did he step up at linebacker today. I mean, the interception of Phillip Rivers, went ahead and stopped Austin Ekeler in that third down before Kareem Jackson made him fumble on that fourth down at the end of the first half. And every shot, he was in every shot today, it seemed like, on TV. I mean, he even had that missed second interception. I mean, that boy came to play today. It was a great performance by him, and I took notice from early on in the game that, I mean, he was just flying everywhere. And when you already know where I'm going with the next guy, Kareem Jackson, man, great play at the end of the first half, same thing, all over the place. Yeah, you know, a couple plays out of position and everything, but boy, he came to play, and so did Duke Dawson. I mean, he had some big plays today as well. Really felt he was flying around the ball and everything like that. A couple penalties and everything, obviously, as well. But for the most part, I mean, those were the three guys on defense I really felt came to play today. But it was an overall really good defensive performance. We didn't get the sack numbers we wanted or anything like that, but we had that consistent pressure today. We were in Phillip Rivers' face. We didn't give him a clean pocket all the time. You know, even the halftime show, if any of you watched on CBS, they just started talking about how Phillip Rivers was going to get going in the second half. And I'm just sitting there watching that going, well, really? I guess we're going to see. Because a couple of them made the comment that it didn't really seem like Denver had gotten a lot of pressure. And I'm kind of going, well, yeah, they haven't gotten the sacks, but they've been in his face the entire time. So thought that was really good performance by our defense overall. I think what we did, we knew exactly what we needed to do against San Diego, and we did it. And that was the first time that the Chargers have been held scoreless in the first half since 2015. So that should tell us of our accomplishment right there. So, you know, right now, 1-4, don't have to worry about this being the first 0-5 Broncos team. I guess we'll see what happens next week. With as poor as the AFC in general is right now, if we can beat the Titans next week and get to 2-4, any of you that watched the upset of Kansas City tonight, over, you know, Indianapolis Colts upsetting them tonight, Mahomes getting injured. If that ankle doesn't improve, obviously he's not the same quarterback and they're not the same team if he's not mobile. I think there's a slight chance that we might still be able to crawl out of this to at least be talked about in the wild card standings if we can go ahead and get on a little bit of a streak here. Going to be a little tough after Tennessee because we do play the Chiefs. But part of that, I think, will depend on which Mahomes we get as well. So, thank goodness the Broncos got their first win. Like I said, the big thing I take away from it is I saw that effort. I saw, you know, I guess you could call it desperation, but I just saw the toughness that I expected to see the first 4 weeks of the season. Yes, we had a couple tough losses. We probably should have won a game or two before now, but we just looked a lot tougher. And we just looked a lot hungrier as a team today than we had the first 4 weeks. And hopefully that continues the rest of the season. So until next time, this is the Rhyme Man. Once again, the Broncos beat the Chargers for the first win of 2019, 20-13. Till next time, this is the Broncos Country Blitz.